On the way next on 1400, brought to you by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by First Baptist Church. Our community connection on the way in just a moment.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1, and for a community connection, welcoming in a high school senior, and it is Alana Blackwood. Thank you so much for coming in this morning. We've got a good story to tell about a project that you started, my round figure is roughly a year ago, but it is a project to getting some comfort bags out to folks who need them. Tell me a little bit about is there a title that you've put this project other than just Comfort Bag Project?
No, I just call it Comfort Bags, and it's for the kids being adopted and fostered out of abusive and neglectful homes.
And that's a situation where I think even just as we look at it from our stereotypes, not having to live through it, I think anything that helps somebody in that situation sounds good to me.
Yes, it is.
How do you, these... Do you make them up in different, I'm going to say, age group themes? What you put in a bag for a six-year-old might be different than something you put in for a 10-year-old?
Yes, like six-year-olds would get like teddy bears, stuff like that. And as they get older, they get more like athletic, more school supply-based things. But each one's uniquely designed for that student. What that student draws strength and comfort from, that's what goes in that bag. I take the time to get to know that child and see what they actually need for comfort.
So that is something unique, custom built, so to speak, for that individual, not something that you've already got 50 of them sitting on a shelf ready to go.
Yeah.
Really, what got you interested in the project to begin? I think it's a great idea, but what got you interested?
Growing up, my best friend and I both suffered from abuse, and my eighth grade year, he killed himself, and I made it out of it and decided I wanted to make a difference in children's lives. Instead of just being sympathetic, I wanted to be empathetic and be right there with them fighting.
And so this is something that I guess I could say without drawing too big of a dark line around it, that's something you're driven to see happen and make a life better.
Yes.
This is how... You started the project about a year ago, and what was your first project? How did it all get started for you?
I seen a bunch of groups on Facebook, but they weren't empathetic. They were more like, I'm sorry for you, and so I decided to create a group on Facebook where people could share their stories, draw comfort from each other. And then while I was at work mopping the lobby, I thought about this Comfort Bags project, and I just put it into action.
And just built one for somebody, and then I assume delivered it in person?
Yes, sir.
And just the reaction when the individual received it, the instant smile on your face. So apparently it was a good one.
Yeah, it was an instant smile. He hugged me. He knew what I was there for. His mama told him someone cared and wanted to give him comfort. And I got a warm welcoming. He opened it. He smiled. I know he takes it with him to school every day. And he's just been the happiest little boy since he's got it.
Caring is not usually a transitive verb. It's not an action verb. We think of it as an emotion. We think of it as a feeling. We think of it as kind of good thoughts. But you've turned it into an action project.
Yes, I have.
How does that make you feel?
Makes me actually feel pretty good. Makes me feel way better about everything in life.
And I assume some feeling somewhere that it's an original project to you, so nobody could have thought of it first, but kind of makes you feel like somebody, gee, I wish I'd had one of these.
Yeah.
What kind of support are you getting around the school, around your friends, around the community?
My friends, the school, stuff like that. Different people donate money. A lot of people donate old used toys. They tell me where to go to talk to specific people. Or some people like to give me names of children they know that need, or contact information, way to get a hold of the children, get to know that child, and get them what they need.
Are all of your recipients so far more or less local, just within an easy driving distance of Bartlesville?
So far, yes.
Is that an idea that you'd like to continue and make more of a statewide or a regional project sometime?
Yes, I would actually like to make it worldwide at some point. I'd like to make it where every country, every state in the world has an opportunity for kids to receive comfort bags.
And I know you say you build them, you know, custom for an individual, but as soon as you hand it off to somebody else and take it more than just you building these bags and getting to know these kids, somebody has to have some guidelines. What do you expect the typical list of items for, say, people to choose from, what would that be like?
School supplies, and then like favorite colors, and for like they can pick favorite colored toys, theme based for like superhero, and like as it gets bigger, the project's going to be more based, like there's going to be clothes, sports items for the athletic kids, game stuff for the less athletic kids, music for kids that find comfort in that, school scholarship information, stories, journals to write in. Just there's a basis, but each one is still unique. It's not all going to be like each kid gets like a black journal. No, it's going to be based off what that kid likes.
That's a great project and a good idea. You've been thinking about this for a long time.
Yeah.
About how many bags have you built so far?
So far I've built 4, but I have the supplies to build up to 20 more right now. I'm just waiting on more names.
Okay. And how are you, so on the ones you've done so far, how are you getting the names of the recipients?
One was from a DHS worker, and then the other 3 was from a teacher at Bartlesville High School who have adopted 3 kids.
And I'm curious, since you mentioned DHS, what does the system think about what you're doing?
They think it's a great idea. They're not 100% sure how to help me exactly yet, but I'm working on it. We're currently talking about it constantly. I've brought up the idea a lot, and I have one of the workers, every time she gets a name, she said she'd come to me, and if she thinks it'll help that child, she'll work with me.
Well, and this sounds like something that, in one sense, sounds like it's going to be an easy fit for a lot of situations, and I think it's something that there is definitely a need for, but I think there are ideas of when you start anything brand new, it's kind of like, let's try this and see if it works, and if it works, great, and if not, we'll go a different direction.
Yeah, pretty much.
Personal satisfaction. I've seen nothing but smiles on your face on this one, and it's one of these situations. We're in the process of getting a webcam in here, but it's not hooked up yet. So the audience can't see what I'm seeing on your face. You feel like this has to be a good situation for you.
Yeah, it's the best thing in my life. It's the one thing that I actually look forward to getting out of bed to do every day.
That really says a lot, because I think every student, every high school, every student somewhere along the line needs, you know, that reason to get up and go to school the next day, whether it's their music, athletics, or art, their whatever project drives them. I think that's important.
It's very important.
Faculty support, you mentioned you're getting some teachers, some school support personnel as well, right?
Yes, I work with 2 faculty on a regular basis every day with comfort bags, and then the rest of the school has been brought into it. They are currently waiting on me to put a professional list together and give to the librarian to email out to the rest of the faculty for donations and then how they can help.
At some point in time, you talked about growing this besides just what you want to do. I assume, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth here, you're going to have to start a nonprofit and get, you know, something going so that people can donate cash and supplies and handle it through the nonprofit. Am I right?
Yes, that's what I'm hoping to develop my STA group on Facebook into, and I want to grow it into the Stay Strong Foundation, a nonprofit solely based on children suffering from abuse.
Are there similar organizations worldwide somewhere along the line that are based on providing support for adoptees?
I'm pretty sure, yes, but the ones I've looked into, they weren't like every child's different and treated different. Every child got the basic same things, and that's not okay, because every child suffers a different level of abuse, and every child is different and unique and beautiful and needs different things.
Well, I think that's so basic. How come we didn't think of that before? We're talking with Alana Blackwood, Alana Community Connection, this morning, and we're going to talk about how you can get involved and help, whether it's by making referrals or that donation of some of the things that might go into the bags when we continue in just a moment on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
AM 1400 and 93.3 FM K1, and again talking with Alana Blackwood about the project I'm trying to make sure I get this right. Is that to Stop Abuse Project? Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay. And this, again, we're talking about comfort bags that are going to adoptees who have suffered some abuse in their life somewhere along the line. And, again, I'm trying to put myself empathetically in your situation. It doesn't matter whether that abuse was six months ago or 6 years ago, really, does it?
Nope, not at all. If that child has ever suffered abuse and they are being fostered or adopted, then I'm stepping in and I'm going to make sure that child is okay.
And this is something that I can easily see you becoming the chief executive of a nonprofit. Again, whether it never really grows out of Washington County or whether it becomes statewide, nationwide, or worldwide, I think there's a need. And I think people, are the type of individual that want to say, how can I help? I think those are important words. Have you started the paperwork yet on your nonprofit?
I have, but they told me I couldn't file for 501c3 yet because my group, it was just me running it. It wasn't an official group yet, so it couldn't be filed as nonprofit. We're working on getting me tied in with something like Mary Martha's, or seeing about getting me tied in with another group until we can get it developed into a full-on group.
Okay, yeah, sometimes that's important to get. You have to have the structure of board of directors or something like that to get things going. IRS is kind of particular about that sort of thing.
Yeah, especially when you're an 18-year-old high school student.
But it can be done, and there are lessons to be learned along the way, and I'm sure you'll get it taken care of. And this is something, whether you look at it as one nonprofit or whether you say, this is how we did it in Bartlesville, form your own nonprofit and do the same thing in Tulsa or do the same thing in Oklahoma City, all kinds of models you could choose on that later on down the road. If somebody would simply say, I want to help today, if it's and they're hearing this on the radio and they're saying, what do you need? Would you prefer, donations of stuff, notebooks and everything from pens and pencils to what? Or would a cash donation be more acceptable at this point in time?
I don't actually have a preference at this point in time. At this point in time, I'm at where if you can donate it, there's a child out there that can use it. I mean, cash is a better option for the simple fact that I can go out and make sure everything's unique, but kids are okay with things that are donated as well.
And this is something that the more recipients you find, as you find, 6 months from now, you'll probably have tripled the number of recipients that you've already got out there. You're going to find more information, more need for maybe a common list of stuff along the way.
Yes, that's what I'm currently working on.
I want to go back to just the smiles that I've seen on your face throughout on this thing. This has got to put you in a good place.
It does put me in a good place. It's really given me a reason to actually want to continue on with everything in my life.
And just out of curiosity, I know we talked a little bit before we went on the air. This kind of follows along with your eventual college and career plan.
Yes, I'm going to major in social work, and I'm going to become the fighter and the advocate for the kids without the voice to stop the abuse.
And I think it's important. Abuse is something that is not always easy to spot from the outside. The abused victim frequently, not all the time, does their best to hide it, wear long sleeves, do other things to keep it private. And not when we see it, sometimes we just turn the other way because that's not something we want to look at.
Yes, that's very true. As a kid that did that, I know what to look for, and that's why I want to be a social worker, because many of the social workers, they go in and they see what's on the surface, but they don't see what's been done to bury it, because many times there's a warning on when a social worker is going to appear, and everything is buried and hidden, and that child is so well-trained and afraid that they're good at hiding it. And I want to be the person that goes in, and I want to see what's hidden, and I want to bring it up, and I want to fight until what is hidden is brought to the surface.
And so you're kind of, and I'm just, you know, doing the mirror thing, putting it back to you, you're saying, because I lived it, I understand what to look for.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So this is something that I think is going to be a beneficial project for Bartlesville, for Washington County, and looking forward to good things out of this project, and I hope you continue to get support. And is there a phone number, a Facebook page, a website, an email that people can find out more about what's going on?
They can on my Facebook page, STA, Stop the Abuse, in parentheses, Stay Strong, and the background cover is Two Arms, Hand in Hand.
Wow. You've got it all right in front of you, don't you?
Yes, I do.
This is a great project, and I think you're going to find people, you know, maybe not all today, but coming out of the woodwork, I think this is a project that somebody's going to say, I want to help. So thank you so much for number one, thinking of others, and getting the support with friends, with faculty, staff at the high school, and getting into the DHS system. Sometimes the government systems don't always want, you know, external help. They've got their guidelines and their procedures, and we're going to follow the procedure because that's what the protocol says we need to do. Thank you so much for coming in this morning and letting folks know about what's going on in your life and your project to make life a little bit better for a few people, one person at a time.
Thank you for allowing me to be here and share my passion.
Alana Blackwood with us this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Check out the Facebook page. You'll find out more about what's going on and how you can help. And that's a Community Connection on AM 1400, brought to you this morning by First Baptist Church and by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center on K1.
Congratulations to Yoakum Custom Leather for being selected as our radio station business of the day. To the staff at Yoakum Custom Leather, will enjoy a dozen donuts from Sal's Daylight Donuts, located across the street from Homeland on Frank Phillips. How do you get to be business of the day? Just nominate your business, your Bartlesville radio station.